Are you hanging up your stockings on the wall? You said we were singing Christmas carols.
Nope, that's not a carol either, I don't
think. Dingle balls, dingle balls. Oh, wait, no, that's
suck on my, stroke on my, lick on my...
I don't know what's going on.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Chrysler.
It's Christmas.
I feel like we should actually get the vine up.
Go on him. I might play some sleigh bells. Those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ping, ting-a-ling-a-ting, too. Jim-a-ling-a, dunk-a-dink, dunk-dink. Nice.
John's going all...
I don't have any Wi-Fi.
N-word. Do you not?
No, because every time you go, oh, I'll give you the code, and you never fucking do. Well, and then you go, oh.
South African now, is he? Oh, I'll give you the code.
I'm more concerned about my voice cracking so much.
You just keep
right, I won't say the code out loud, because everyone will come to my house and steal the internet. I'll be honest, my ears are all weird, and I don't know. If we are all really quiet, I'm sorry. But John refuses to wear the headphones, so. And bulges too far away.
Whiffy.
Whiffery.
Which one do us want, then? Wow, Sky 91064.
Tell everyone. Now, this should have been done
password.
Off-air.
VV.
VVCI.
I heart BBC.
What does that mean? It means likes the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Yes, that.
Or it might mean that other thing.
That thing that Bulger's got.
Well, apart from the second
big bruised
big.
Cock.
Big bastard cock.
Oh, God, this is... It's really
it's interminable, isn't it, putting in passwords?
It's like really difficult when you've got so many of the letters are the same and you're like, have I put too many in or not
yeah.
enough?
Is that two Vs or a W? I don't know. Are you in?
Oh, I appear to be. I'm all of a sudden...
Yeah, all the notifications going on.
Oh, my God, it's in.
It's in.
Michael from South Carolina just shared something.
Oh, is he? Good old Michael from Carolina. Cool. Audible silence. Here we go. You ain't got your premium, though, have you?
No. But it's a vine.
Into the front.
Okay.
This is so
good.
Quality Wi-Fi there, Noodle.
It's Sky, and it has. It used to be really good.
Dog shit.
Buffer.
It's the.
Merry I mean, I'll find it then on the same Wi-Fi.
Buffeting.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Merry Chrysler.
So
Merry
silly.
Merry Chrysler. Well, you made me look a berk about that a year ago, didn't you, as we were discussing off air?
Yeah, obviously.
Did you know what I was talking about at the time, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No,
oh,
genuinely
right, okay.
not.
Just wanted to make me look stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck it. So.
Not hard.
Not right now, it's not.
Are we all ready for Christmas?
No.
No.
Shut up. It just really, every year sneaks up on me. November, shit starts to go, oh, you see some decorations and you're like, rogue radio station will be, is he at all those wine
take
guns?
Take them away. You take them away.
It sounds like after the show. Kidding.
Yeah, when me and John have disappeared.
Yeah. Or anyway.
Miles here alone with his palm.
Just wanking at the thought of you two notching each other off. No. That got weird fast. Anyway,
you're weird.
You're weirder. Anyway, yeah. So decorations start to go up in November, don't they? And like the old rogue radio station plays a Christmas song, thinking they're funny. And I think Christmas ain't fucking ages yet. And then before you know it, it's the 20th of December.
Mm. Yes,
all right.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What text? We got a text.
Message.
Mail, motherfucker.
Do you speak it? Are you all set for Christmas?
Absolutely not.
What have you bought me?
Nothing.
No. What have you bought me?
Nothing.
The same as me.
I'll be honest. Oh, that's awkward. You both got me the same thing.
That's terrible, isn't it? Don't wear them both at the same time.
What, you want me to wear nothing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Won't be the first time, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Nice. Well, about 6 weeks ago, I thought, oh, do you know what? I'd love to get those two some gifts and we can give them to each other on air. Which I totally forgot about until today.
Mm-hmm.
And then realised, I can't be asked.
No.
They wouldn't fuck it. They wouldn't got me anything.
To a shop to buy anything.
No, that's the other issue is, I mean, what I can buy in that shop down the road, you wouldn't want anyway.
No.
Unless it's a box of wine gums, apparently.
Yeah.
You'd love them, Bulge.
They'll eat all of them unless you take them away.
What meat do you have on your Christmas dinner?
I mean, what I don't have, plant-based meat.
Because it's not meat.
Mm.
No.
Complete arse.
Ever had a three bird? And I'm not talking about sexually.
Not recently.
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't actually know what we're having because we're going to Sharon's this year.
Oh,
so,
are you?
Yeah, I
mean. Sharon!
Sorry.
The dog shits on the carpet again. Oh, God. Those were the days, weren't they?
Okay.
When reality TV was just fucking weird, really.
The Osbournes or something.
Yeah,
the Osbournes.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the Osbournes.
The original reality TV show.
Probably turkey, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it'd be turkey and a bit of pork in the form of pigs and blankets. Now, this is a question. Is it pigs in blankets or pigs under blankets?
No, it's in, isn't it? Under blankets, something else. Isn't it?
In it?
No. Well, not as far as I can see.
Out it.
Because, like, in the shops, you go into Tesco's and it's a pig in blanket.
Yeah.
And you go into Asda and it's a pig under blanket.
No, a pig in under blanket is something else entirely. Like, not completely. Don't get, there's still sausage and bacon involved.
What do you call it in Waitrose, John?
Expensive, I'd imagine.
For literally the same product.
Right. Along these lines.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Because I'm obese all of the time, I went into Tesco's and this was about, I don't know, probably 4 weeks ago. When they just start bringing out all of the Christmas treats.
Yeah.
Effectively, they put them there so that you buy them, you eat them before Christmas, and then you buy them again. Yeah, and
I'll buy these for Christmas. 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
In the car.
Nice. Nice bit of SpongeBob reference. so then went into Tesco's, and they had their extremely chocolatey biscuits.
Oh,
do you know the ones I mean?
Yeah.
All the shortbread biscuits.
Yeah.
And they were on the club card price, and they were very cheap. And I was like, obviously, getting those. So,
had
got
you
those
them before you driven back to the office.
No, I left them in the office so that Dad and I could have them in the afternoon with our cups of coffee.
All the peasants work slaving away.
Yeah.
You've seen the Titanic when they were like throwing coal into the steam engines, all sweaty and black from the coal. Do you know what I mean? Because I know your racist policy. Anyway, and you're just up there with all your Christmas crackers. You're there with all your Christmas crackers and cups of coffee. But go on.
Yeah. So, we ate the biscuits, enjoyed them very much. Lovely.
Bought some more on the way home?
No. About 2 weeks ago, one of our suppliers came in with a Christmas card.
Bribe.
And
thanks for doing all of our work this year, wink.
Send this money via Ukraine, shall us? Put it
and
in the laundry.
He had brought along with him a box of extremely chocolatey biscuits.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Now, these were Waitrose ones.
Ooh.
Literally so I thought, the same fucking thing.
I thought, ooh. He's treated us.
Mm.
He's paid and over the fucking odds for these. So.
I opened the box and they haven't even tried to change them.
Oh, really?
They're all in the same design. You've got the white and dark chocolatey twirly one.
Mm.
Exactly the same in that little hexagonal shape. And then when you're dunking them in your coffee, it's like, honest to God, if you put a blindfold on me and gave me a Tesco's biscuit and a Waitrose biscuit and asked me which one was which, I would not know.
No idea.
But then, on the flip side, if you get some of the Marks and Spencer's ones, they are pricey, but
worth it, listen.
Are they actually different?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's decent chocolate as well.
Now,
it's
what I don't get, I know we went from Christmas to supermarkets.
Yeah.
No, I do get that.
do have that.
You go to, like, M&S,
if
right?
If you listen, you hear his toes rotting off.
But if you buy brands, don't matter where you buy it, does it?
No.
No.
Now, you can go into a shop, right? Shop down the road, and this is a can of Monster Energy. Not Rich Energy, because it wouldn't be here. £1.50, right? You can go into Waitrose by the same thing, it's £2.
Yeah.
But it's still a can of Monster.
Heinz Beans.
Yeah, exactly, Heinz Beans. Hovis bread.
all that shit. Tin, and then it's like £1.20 a tin in fucking...
Exactly. So you're only really benefiting if you're buying the own brands.
Yeah.
And that's the mindset. The own brands are a bit... I mean, not M&S or Waitrose aren't. But I've just never understood the point of...
You say that, I bet they come from the same fucking place.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think that the M&S stuff does. No, I honestly don't. Because they don't... I don't think they even sell any branded stuff in M&S food.
Really?
So even if you want ketchup, you can't go get no bloody Heinz in Europe, boss.
This is M&S extra special ketchup.
Extra expensive ketchup.
Extra chromosome ketchup.
Jesus.
You've said worse. Don't give me that.
No, I've never said anything terrible about anyone at all apart from you.
Yeah, well, that...
Speaking of extra chromosomes...
You, Niall. Yeah, fair enough. What do you want for Christmas this year?
BMW M3.
Still?
Hasn't changed since 10 minutes ago, then?
No.
Fair enough. I'd like one of those lawnmowers.
Well, it just does its own thing?
No, the one for your ball bag.
Oh, a lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah.
Oh, are we sponsored by Manscaped all of a sudden?
No, not
Manscaped,
yet.
That's what they are.
Not yet, no. They do sponsor everybody else.
They do sponsor everything.
Well, I don't know if they'll sponsor
us. I
don't
think we've got quite the reach.
Well, we have a very, 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 very small amount of very, very, very loyal listeners.
Yes.
But once they've sold to those 10 people, I think they'd be pretty screwed anyway. Yeah.
I don't know what balls Kim's going to shave.
Have you not seen her forehead? She's definitely...
Hey!
Oh, yeah, there it is.
She's definitely going to need to shave that fucking thing.
Well, you're allowed to say that with your giant face.
Exactly.
Apparently.
It's his standard unit of measurement.
Bloody hell, he's 1.5 John faces.
He's got a quarter of a John face.
If you're talking about diameters,
yeah,
then a John face is a unit of measurement. If you're talking about lengths, then a Kim 5N is also a unit of measurement.
I said this earlier. It would have been so bad if she hadn't have drawn attention to it.
No.
Because I flicked through it and was like, 5N. Went back and went, get out, assholes. And then moved on again.
But I didn't.
No, I know. I heard.
John was like a chomping at the bit at that point.
A lot to chomp on. I'm done.
What about you, Niall? What would you like for Christmas?
I want a steering wheel for my Thrustmaster. I want the Sparkle.
That you've only just bought.
A Thrustmaster?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah? What'd I say?
Not the same as what I bought, then.
What'd you buy?
Different Thrustmaster. Serves a different purpose.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
What, with its own cum cleaning tray?
Self-lubricates.
With realistic rape scream sounds as well.
Oh,
no, that's Niles. That's for Niles.
I went extra chromosome, you went boo. And you can say that. I'd have said
the
it
semen then. Retention tray.
Oh, he's just come.
You're a nut.
But yeah, you can buy a Sparko 1-in-1 replica for that wheel. Well, that base, I should say.
One replica of what?
A Sparko rally wheel.
Oh.
Wally wheel, talk to me.
Wally wheels. I want one of them.
There's wheels for Wally.
I think that's all I want car-wise, I think. Well, a car and a licence would be nice.
Yeah,
I don't think Father Christmas can pull those sort of strings at the divle.
No.
What's happening, bud? Got a Mr. Noel Drew here. Wants his licence back. No can do, bud. He's lost it, he has. But in Welsh. Or even in Welsh accent.
Well, yeah. That was reasonable.
Yeah.
I thought. Oh, he always pass for a taffy, couldn't they?
Mr. Noel Drew wants his licence back, and they just go... like that.
They slither back into their hole.
Wait!
The DVLA-branded hole.
Doesn't count as drawing the mic when I'm moving the wine gums.
No, away from me.
Yeah.
Back to me.
Oh, wow.
Fuck me, how many of these have you eaten?
Shut up.
I've only had 300.
Teen.
Handfuls.
Three handfuls.
Bold, anything Christmas related? You want for... No. What?
Huh?
What do you want for Christmas?
Well...
World peace?
No.
I don't want peace!
Why are you gay?
Why are you racist?
Have you seen that video?
Who says that I'm gay? You are gay.
Can I call you mister? Yeah. I haven't been today, Mr. Can I call you Mr. Woman? And I'm like, no.
Into the mic, Niall.
Fuck them. What are they doing? Paying? Oh shit, they are. Sorry, guys.
This drivel.
No, it's yeah. Terrible, honestly.
Christmas.
Christmas.
I don't really know.
I can tell.
Everything I want's too fucking expensive.
Yeah,
so
it's
I'll settle
growing
for
up.
The standard socks.
Yeah.
And
I have actually
kit.
I have requested new slippers and socks.
God. How old are you?
Fuck me, you're old.
That is what I would like for Christmas.
Well, I treated myself a few months back, actually. Bought all new boxers and all new socks.
Oh, what brand did you buy?
Ugo Boss on the boxers.
Fucking hell.
Is
that 10 a pair?
And the rest.
No, I think I was surprised by how inexpensive they were, but about a 10 a pair, yeah.
It's a waste of money with how often you shit yourself.
Yeah, I just wash them now. I should chuck them out before. That's why I had to buy new ones. Because I'd shit them all.
And you've forgotten how the washing machine works.
You made that sound like it was all one word.
Shit them all.
Shit them all. Can you give me the definition, please? Yeah. Niall was here and shit them all up.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The worst bit is, right, I got these Hugo Boss boxes, and they're quite expensive. They just say Hugo Boss at the front, but my guts hangs over where it says Hugo Boss, so I could just wear any old cheap shit.
Hello, Boss.
Hello, Boss.
So I bought boxer shorts from Amazon.
Well, ironically, that's where I got my Hugo Boss ones
they're
from.
Cool. The name on them is Pierre Calvini. Now, if that hadn't come out of a Chinese sweatshop, I don't know what has.
Pierre Calvini?
Shit you not. That's what they say on them. I bought them because they were cheap.
Excellent.
That's a good name. I like that.
I was like, yes. Sweatshop pants.
Yeah. Well, one fart and they're gone. That's a problem.
Oh, they've been fairly robust.
This fucking podcast.
And you thought we'd have nothing to talk about, John.
The structural integrity of Adam's sweatshop underwear.
What boxes you got on?
Mine are from Marks, mate.
Of course they are.
They are. They're fucking comfy. Honest
they
to God.
They fucking want to be at 20 quid a pair.
No, they're not. That's why I like them, because they are...
$19.99 a pair.
I think I'm gonna sniz. I think they are something like £14 for three.
Well, that ain't bad.
No. Not bad. And they are fucking comfy.
Do you like them tied up?
Yeah.
You do, do you?
Yeah, I don't like these old bloody old man ones that's all loose and hanging about.
We got wide fronts on.
No, they're boxers, but they're...
No, people are fucking size and stature. Can't wear wide fronts. Chafage is terrible.
Well, my last ones, I think...
It's like the Family Guy. The Family Guy where Peter Griffin puts on a thong and it just goes... He keeps
and
putting them
you.
On.
Yeah.
Well, my last ones, I bought like... Sort of
oh, yeah, you wear old man pants, don't you?
Boxers, they're called.
Yeah. I wear...
What would you wear?
Hipsters.
Ooh. I don't know what my... I don't want to even look, actually. I'm just
so you like this. Peter Griffin as well, then, basically, is what we're saying.
No, because they come to here.
Well, my last ones came literally just above the knee.
Yeah, I mean, that's like... That's but, like... what you walk through the men's area...
Yeah.
...in a hospital...
Yeah.
...and the crazy old man...
Yeah, yeah.
...that... didn't want to put his gown back on, is walking across the ward to go
bare ass in it.
To go and piss in the fucking water trough.
What's this gonna do with my boxers?
That's what they wear. These right. Big down to the knee, baggy yeah. Things.
Well, they weren't meant to be like that. Because I bought them online.
Because you ain't got no fucking balls, mate.
They're not your size, but they're fair.
Need that support in there, mate. That's what he wants.
But I also don't like him riding up and chafing. I'm bit chunkier than you, I think.
So you're all balls and no shaft?
Yeah, famously.
Done the other way around.
We know.
We know.
Get it out for Christmas.
Nope.
Oh, do it!
Nope.
What, we can put it on the Patreon.
That'll get them to fucking unsubscribe.
We could dress it up. If
I tell you,
if we got a picture of it, and then we could make it look like Rudolph.
If we get to 10
Spitting Rudolph.
Yeah.
If we can get to 10 patrons before Christmas Day, will you do it?
No.
No, because we're on 11.
I was going to
say. Why?
No.
Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, so anyway, I went on and it was like plus, like big, all for the bigger fella. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, what confuses me, do I buy my size still in bigger fella? Because you size up, because you're not size up, that's how fat I am. Like, but do I buy 1XL? Do I get 3XL in bigger man fella, or do I have to downsize because I'm buying bigger fella? So I stuck with that ethos and stuck with my usual size, but in bigger fella.
And they were fucking barishes.
And they were fucking, honestly.
MC Hammer was asking for his fucking trousers back.
They were like pantaloons, honestly.
Bloomers.
Yeah.
Did you look like a court jester?
I did, yeah. It's ironic because I am a bit of a jester. Not in a good way, just a clown.
And you've been to court?
I have, once or twice.
Many times.
But if I wore shorts, my boxers used to hang down further than the shorts did. It was ridiculous.
That is...
And then I went and bought some Hueys. Lewis and the Newses.
See, he's fucking money these days.
No, but like you
are
said,
they more expensive when they're bigger?
Don't act like you don't know.
You know I've got a small waist.
Oh yeah, you're weird shaped, isn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got
sort of like shaped like a triangle, aren't you?
Gut. I'm not going to pretend.
Top half's fat bloke, bottom half is like
normal
yeah. Size bloke.
I wear either a 34 or 36 jean.
Yeah, same, I think. You said 46, right?
Per leg.
I bought some ex-police issue trousers for work, right? Because they're sturdy and robust and all that sort of jazz, right? And I shit you not, I do have a picture of this. If I held them up to the waistline, up to my tits, the end of the leg was just above like my ankle. And I was like, who the fuck are these made for?
Lurch.
Why they sent me like Andre the Giant's trousers?
Stephen Merchant's trousers.
Fucking hell.
That's fucking LeBron James. Fucking ridiculous. Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
what's the best present you've ever got?
I don't.
I'll be honest, the day after Christmas, I can't remember what everyone's got me. What'd you get? I'm like, what did I get again?
I don't know if I've ever really received any car related gifts. Oh no, I did receive an auto glim kit.
Right.
Many, many moons ago.
Right.
Nutty X. Nutty X?
No, it was my granddad actually. Oh.
Well, that was one of your best presents ever. I thought
car related,
you
said.
Right. No, I didn't actually. Off air I did. This I changed it to just.
Oh, sorry. Soz, babes.
Bulge looks suitably offended then.
Yeah. Well, that's also very difficult, isn't it? Because, like, looking back,
I mean,
at
he wants to say his son, but on
present.
The other hand, he also wants to say BMW.
No, if you're talking gifts, like at the time, I think I got my original Xbox as a Christmas present that I was not expecting in the slightest.
What, when you was a little one, like an actual Xbox?
Well, when
Xbox.
When the original Xbox
right,
first came out.
Yeah.
So, and I'd not asked for it or anything like that. So that was probably at the time.
Yeah.
Like the
but
most.
Like now, it's a bit, not naff, but it's a bit.
No,
oh,
that's
Xbox,
the,
yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. If,
like
if I said to you,
why
oh, I got an Xbox, yeah. And that was the best thing. Right. Do you live where? What? That's the best thing that's ever happened to you. You've got an Xbox. You need to get outside more, mate. You know, but like I say, at the time, when I was, I don't know how old I would have been then, probably 12 or something.
Yeah.
You know, it was
showing
like
age now.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, mine was. This comes to mind when I think of favourite gifts and also car related. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh. I got a Scare Electrics when I was a kid, but my parents set up like a sort of treasure hunt thing for it. So I was like, there was like loads of questions and not to go around and find another one, go around and you know how treasure hunts work. And yeah, when I got to the end, it was Scare Electrics, which I didn't expect.
Mm.
I didn't ask for it.
Yeah,
but it was
Scare Electrics is awesome.
Yeah, well, I've got a little brother and he's got a Scare Electrics. And I just had visions of just going, sorry guys, can't podcast anymore because the room's full of scare electrics now.
Yeah.
I broke my ankle getting the table out. Yeah. And now the room's full of scare electrics. I can't walk anyway because my ankle hurts, but I got scare electrics, it's fine.
Yeah.
Can you come and put the car back on the track for me, please? Because I crashed again. But yeah, scare electrics.
And Bulge?
Well, it's a couple that sort of stick in my mind. So, Christmas 1992.
Fucking hell.
Jesus.
I know.
Well, I was two then.
Yeah.
So you must have been...
Five.
34?
Oh, yes, yeah. So what happened on the fateful day?
I can't remember.
Back in the late 1900s.
That is the late 1900s, though, isn't it?
I know.
Isn't that scary?
Madness.
Yeah.
Makes you feel regal, doesn't it? That we lived in the late 1900s.
But isn't that fucking scary?
Oh, God.
Do you know what was also very scary? No, no one cares. We're clutching the straws, Bulge. All right, we're clutching the straws.
Don't turn it off, you bird.
He's wanking it off, not turning it off.
Why are you licking the balls, Bulge? Just stop turning it off.
Turn this thing off.
You can't.
Is this thing on?
There we go.
Oh. I don't know what's happened to it. I'm joking. Wee. We're nearly a quarter of the way through this century.
Yeah.
Cool. Bold, what was your bestest present ever in 1990 and 1800s frozen to death?
Like the ones that... Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Why isn't he saying anything?
Bogle, bogle.
Bogle
rice and
shit.
Pea.
God, I'm glad it's behind a paywall. So what happened December 1992 frozen to death?
Sega Mega Drive.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Good shout.
And then a few years later, Sega Saturn.
I had a Saturn.
Sega Rally Championship.
I had a Mega
You're
Drive.
Still not fucking here.
What?
I know.
Anyway.
I had a Mega Drive and then a PS1.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Saturn. Sorry. Then a PlayStation 1.
I had a Dreamcast. That wasn't good.
Yeah, no.
No. Nintendo 64, though.
Fuck, yeah.
My brother bought one. I was like, yes, GoldenEye.
Yes. I want a retro setup in here. That'd be cool.
One of the guys that worked for my dad,
mm-hmm.
he knew a guy.
Oh, yeah. I like these people.
That could...
Pirate any game them. You want.
Basically, chip a PS1, remap it.
Yeah, well, his name was Gary Drew.
I was going to say, my dad was that guy.
Oh, right.
Made a fucking killing.
Yeah. Well, I had mine done.
Probably want my dad.
Don't know, but all I know I was shitting myself. Because it was like the best thing I had.
Yeah.
And then dad was saying, oh, you know, there's a guy who can take it apart and chip it. And I was like...
Named Gary from Upton.
Sounds trustworthy.
What if,
it does.
What if it breaks?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, used to get all of the pirated games for like fucking... £5 for two games.
Well,
yeah.
I was a very...
Amazing.
I was a very, very, very... And I'm happy to admit this. I was a very, 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 very spoilt child in the sense... My dad used to chip PlayStations and he also used to copy the games. So I could have
any fucking game. Yeah.
My game collection of my PlayStation 1 was like in the hundreds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just unreal. And remember Choices in Tiverton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rent them.
We used to go to Choices.
Copy them.
Yeah.
Rent them, copy it, send it back.
Yeah.
Excuse me. One year, my dad made so much money from it that he got paid from his day, like his actual job that paid the bills and put food on the table. He didn't touch his wages
food,
for a whole month. Huh?
Huh?
Not food.
A lot of food, that.
Oh, a lot of food. Damn food. No need to get a second job to that, for that.
Got feed.
Why do you want this guy?
Got
a fat son. Yeah, didn't touch his wages for a whole month.
Fucking hell.
Because the money, I mean, it's in December,
in.
Admittedly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he managed to buy Christmas presents, pay the bills, do everything with the money that was rolling in from chipping PlayStations.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he had like a deal on that you could pay for a chip and you got like two games for free and all this sort of jazz, and they were like a tenner afterwards and the rest of it.
I know games nowadays are expensive.
They're disgusting
speaking.
Money.
They are disgusting money for some of them.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember... when I was probably 6 years old, dragging my mum into Woolworths in Taunton. Yeah, blast from the past. And I won that game. And I do specifically remember it being like 40 quid.
Yeah.
And it's for a little cartridge for a fucking...
They're still like 40 quid now.
It's like, eh?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's
and now, like half the Call of Duty games are just fucking rehashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got...
And you got to buy off of it anyway after you pay 60 quid.
Oh, that's what
game.
Fucked me off.
Yeah.
Was I had a PlayStation 4, I'm tempted to buy a PlayStation 5, but I'm not going to... Well, I might
Gran Turismo 7 is quite good.
It looks fucking good.
Yeah. It even plays quite well, but yeah.
Yeah. But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And I had a PlayStation 4, and it came with, I think I might have bought it, but Call of Duty Ghosts? Or Ghost?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
someone in it...
Black Ops. Ghost?
Nope, Ghost.
Ghost? Yeah, isn't it Black Ops Ghost?
Don't know. There's a Ghost
anyway,
in there somewhere. Yeah. Anyway, the Haunted Edition. I don't know.
And,
or someone's called Ghost. I can't remember.
Ghost.
And Geef. And basically, I played the whole game, got to the end. Oh my God, bloody hell, that was good. Cool, blimey. And
what,
I started like... And then I watched like a load of videos on YouTube, and it was like people showing a comparison of like the game they released like four years ago and this. It was literally exactly the same, but they changed the background and made it was makeup.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Bangers. And then also, I then went online. No, I do a bit of online third person shooting. Is that what it is?
No, Call of Duty's first person.
First person
oh, that's first.
Yeah.
Oh, I do a lot of first person
no,
shooting,
ha,
right?
Ha ha ha, 2002 ha, like, is one of the first person. As
that's
well.
First as well, yeah. I do like a Medal of Honor game from 2002. But I then would go on as as casual gamer, just got in from work. Oh, I fancy a quick little game. Playing against like kids that just come home from school, turn it on. Play it until they're forced to go to bed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then just do that on repeat. And then on level a billion. Like they've for Christmas, they've asked for like Xbox points. They can buy a billion guns.
Yeah.
I'm there running around with like tracing paper as a bulletproof shield.
Yeah.
And a spud gun.
Yeah.
And I just I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Oh, you got the upgrade from the cap gun then.
Yeah. Well, I put my stuck my hand in my pocket and got the fucking spudders.
Got the bloody loot crate.
And I'm like running around like peeling in there like. Then I'm just vaporized, dead. No, brilliant. Respawn. Vaporized, dead. I don't even know where they're coming from now. And I was thinking, I'll fuck this and turn it off.
Yeah.
That was it. Fucking waste of time. But I might buy a PlayStation 5. You were Xbox goon, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you've had both, though. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had PS1 and PS2.
Right.
My last and then PlayStation I had was a PS2, and that's purely for Gran Turismo 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had PS1, PS2, and then went to Xbox, and then never went back. I had Xbox 360, original Xbox One, which still works. Never had the Ring of Death.
Must be worth a few quid.
Well, I had Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and now I've got the Series X.
Right. And then you just bought a PC.
And I put a PC, yeah.
Yeah. Future in it?
No.
As with the future since about 1998.
Yeah, but it's just this whole... I know we've only been on once, but it's like,
it's going well,
what
isn't it?
A fucking rigmarole it was to let me get in the car and drive it. It's a racing game.
Yeah, that's
I want
just
to
game,
get in
though,
the car and race.
In fairness,
in a car,
I was trying to set the server up so we had our own server, which now works.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
That was weeks ago, mate. It's been on the group chat.
I was ill for about 4 weeks.
Poor excuse.
Good excuse. Poor me excuse. Is what you meant.
No.
Poor Niall. Say
there's
it.
Nothing poor about Niall these
poor
days.
Pour me a drink. We're at 33 minutes.
Right, good.
All that Christmas talk was good.
On the head. Oh.
Literally.
I drew the mic that time.
You fucking drew the mic is what you done then. All right, let's go. Bold say
right,
bye.
Right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, as the final episode of the year, and that... Evan's about to get charged. I thought just, you know, take the opportunity to say thanks. I know we say thanks a lot, but genuinely because we mean it as well.
No,
that's
yeah,
why we
yeah,
say
yeah,
thanks a
true.
Lot, because it's still...
It is true.
Yes.
The fact that the Discord is still, you know, thriving? Thriving?
It's
has its moments, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a funny one with the Discord, because it can be really quiet for like 2 days, and then all of a sudden you get 3 days of...
I need to. Is it the same with YouTube? But my notifications are weird for it.
Yeah,
I miss so much.
I don't get notifications.
Yeah, I miss so much. I go in and I think, hang on a minute, because I put up the video from last week, which I hope you all enjoyed, by the way. I did. Fuck you if you didn't.
Well, he liked looking at himself. That's what it was.
Yep. And Fastest wank I've ever had. But, like, I put that up, and no one said nothing. And then I checked back, like, 4 days later, and John had a massive face, and everyone had been going, I was scrolling for days. I was like, well, what's going on? Why didn't I know about this?
That's really strange, because my 7-year-old right, new, right,
cheers, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Tells me every time.
Does it?
Really weird.
Fuck, I'd laugh if you let go of that.
Mate. I wouldn't. It just hit your car. Yeah, which yeah, you'll hear all about there, tomorrow.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Cliffhanger.
What's wrong with your face?
Well, I'm ugly. I've always looked like this.
Just, I think he's having a stroke.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, no, genuinely, thank you very, 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 very much.
Massively yeah, we do appreciate it, genuinely. Yeah.
Good things on the horizon. 2023 is going to be our year.
New year, new us.
Yeah, so babes. We're still going to be shit and unprofessional.
PM us, though, hun.
Yeah, please do. We're lonely this Christmas. Without you to hold, it's going to be lonely.
Anyway. This Chromos.
This Chrysler.
Chromosome.
Merry Chromosome. John, Bold say Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Merry Christmas and goodbye.
He said berry.
John, say Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Merry berry goodbye.
And for me, cakes and stuff. Bye.